can swear if I hear one more person talking about that guy who ate off the face of the other guy, I'm going to lose my mind. It's fucking ridiculous.
You know what?
Good. What's that?
I've hardly heard anybody talking about it because I just don't listen. I have an inability to care about bullshit.
Well, that's good for you, but you know, the rest of us here, you know, we crack open our Huffington Post, and what do we get? Man, zombie man, you know, snarling with flesh out of his mouth, eating this guy. Hey, look at us. We're doing it right now. I'm doing it. You're indulging me.
That's because that's what I do. I'm an indulger. I actually don't have any ability to filter out bullshit. You know what I do have the ability to do is welcome people to Cheater in the Rood. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And I am... Who am I? I'm Lee Papa, and you're going to hear me in a moment. You're going to hear me in a moment sell tickets to somebody.
Oh, nice. do me a favor and make sure however you do it, it's illegal.
Oh, it's totally legal. I'm, in fact, underselling because, you see, I was supposed to go to a Radiohead concert tonight. I'm sure everybody wants to know, but I decided against it because, for various reasons, one of which
you
was
wanted
that,
to do this
that the lovely Chef Chrysler would not accompany me.
That's
and
true.
That's what?
I got nothing. You go to a lot of concerts. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous. You live the life that I thought I might have lived when I was younger, but I was too busy going to open mics and shitty comedy clubs.
Well, there you go. So, you know.
So we're even? So we're even. Maybe that's why you hear so much about Face Dude, because you have life experience.
That's
right?
True. You're right. So
I have a little call if you're trying to sell tickets. Yeah, you know, why don't you go sell your tickets and I'll talk some Kardashian.
I'll be right back with you.
Hurry back. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what you call Lee Papa hanging up the phone. Or maybe, is he still there? What was that sound? The point is, today, a culture that is multitasking, a culture that has opportunities that our children never had. I guess I probably meant the other way. Our parents never had. How many of your parents could simultaneously be on a radio show while scalping tickets to a Radiohead concert? Not a lot, I bet. I don't know a single Radiohead song, but I'm pretty sure that back when our parents were doing radio shows, that Radiohead wasn't playing. The point is, there's a lot of words like radio in that question that I put forth, and I want you all to call in. You know, we haven't had call-ins for a while. I don't remember what the number is that the people can call in from, but we're going to surprise Lee by having listeners call in and ask us questions, because both Lee and I have decided that we're tired of just echo chambering all the political news. We want to hear what you think is important. Giselle, can you tell me or tell the listeners what the call-in number is again?
1-888-874-4888.
That's 1-888-874-4888. That was Giselle Hernandez, our able-bodied engineer. Able-bodied, that's an able, just good engineer. It's been a long, long life. I don't deny this may not be one of our more articulate shows, but nonetheless, we have some important news to discuss. Mitt Romney is in California. He went to drop by Solyndra to, again, echo chamber himself to death to convince the seven or eight people on the far right that he's their guy, he's their bugaboo, he can play all their straw men, he can go for the birther, he can go for the Solyndra. What other crazy things can he just mention? He's not worried about the middle anymore. The middle's going to come later. The middle's not going to be an issue because the middle's going to get purged in Florida with the voter purge moves down there that Rick Scott. Why does no one seem to care that Rick Scott had like a $2 billion Medicare fraud settlement, and yet he's governor. And yet he's governor of a state committing fraud on the voter rolls. It seems to me that at least he's consistent in character, unlike Mitt Romney, who's now lambasting the Obama administration for investing in clean energy industry, even though as governor of Massachusetts, he did the same crazy, crazy story, the same thing, a $13 million investment, choosing winners and losers in clean energy and renewables. Yeah, $13 million isn't quite the same as the $500 million that went to Solyndra. But look, you make investments, and sometimes they pay off. Investment is by its nature risky, unless, of course, you're like J.P. Morgan or some large company that gets to have the heads I win, tails you lose approach. My point really is that Romney could use some of the diabolical consistency of Rick Scott. I mean, Rick Scott seems to at least have a character that can properly be caricatured because it is every day full of evil and full of self-interest and full of a belief that we are generally too stupid, too ignorant, too obsessed with face-eating zombie boy to give a rat-tat-tat-tat. And, you know, there may be a good chance he's right, because I realize the listeners to this show are probably an exception. In fact, I would say the people that know who Rick Scott is, that know what Solyndra is, or that know half of the things that I've mentioned in just the last few minutes, would probably be an exception to the rule. You know, this whole election so far is a lot of echo chamber talk, a lot of people speaking to their base. People, you know, like the thing with Cory Booker, who cares? You know, it's all going to come down to some week in October when some people in Ohio, Virginia, Florida, Nevada, whatever the other swing states are, New Hampshire might be a swing state, when they decide to tune in and say, hey, let's see what we can find out about these guys and talk about it over dinner for a couple nights. You know, somebody's probably going to make a big show saying, you know, when I grew up, we used to talk about issues over dinner, so turn off the TV and put down the iPad and let's all talk about this election. Now, kids, tell me what you learned in school today. Evolution isn't real, and sex doesn't happen, and all the Texas rewrote the textbooks to make it seem like Ronald Reagan killed the guy that wanted to kill Jesus before he could kill Jesus. And then they'll discuss it, and it'll be based upon what happens to be on the front page of Time magazine that day, or whatever they see how at the supermarket tabloid, like how the Kardashians' weight loss is predicted by Nostradamus to affect the Mayan prophecy of something Oprah. Right? And what is Oprah doing? Where is Oprah getting it off the sidelines and start to Obamaing this up, right? Obamaing this up. What happened to Dennis Kucinich, by the way? does he have a primary? Is he just going to get redistributed out? That guy, that was a progressive voice for you. So the number is 888-874-4888. I do recognize my voice is very off tonight. Imagine someone with a deep, deep baritone saying sexy. I can't even fake sexy, sexy things to you. About you, near you, from you. Last week we were talking about Alec Baldwin, and we ended up talking about Lee's story of encountering Alec Baldwin and trying to save his marriage to Kim Basinger. But I started my story about how Alec Baldwin is one of the liberals that has been known to say, if, this is my Alec Baldwin impression, by the way, if George W. Bush wins the election. Yeah, it's sort of that old news guy combined with like a Warner Brothers cartoon. If George W. Bush wins this election, I am going to move to Canada. And I've always wondered, where were the right-wing Republicans threaten to move? 1930s Germany. Boom! That's what you call sad truth. Sad truth, my friends. That is what we're often faced with. Super PACs on the Republican side just pledged to spend $1 billion in the 2012 election. That's on top of Romney's $800 million and on top of whatever money the Democrats are going to spend. It won't be the $1.8 billion, but we're going to get into the multiple billions combined. I mean, multiple billions of dollars. Do you know how many schools that could build, or roads that could fix, or flowers that could buy a wife who you're supposed to be home now, but you missed the train, and you're going to blame Lee about it later. A lot. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But instead, we're going to spend it to buy an election, to buy a president. It's kind of sad. I think in this network, amongst our listeners, we probably have a lot of people that are disappointed in the president, that feel like he's a corporate crony. You may be right. But compared to the other side, he's not. And I don't want to hear, oh, they're all the same. You can say they're all bad, or they're all not as good as they could be, but don't give me they're all the same. Okay? Don't give me that. The Democrats are clearly the better choice. Call them the lesser of two evils if you wish. But at least, they're not pushing the accelerator down on a gas-guzzling SUV heading off a cliff. At least they're letting it coast and looking to see what they can scrounge up. Change in the pockets for themselves. It's not the best metaphor I've ever had. I don't deny that. But it's what I'm working with today. So I think we're going to take a short break. We're going to have our listeners call in 888-874-4888. Last week I got an email after the show complaining that we weren't taking callers, and here I am, left out on an island, with nary a voice from you to hear. We're going to take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we're going to have some calls. We are back. This is Cheater on the Rood on the Progressive Radio Network. We are moving forward, and we want you to get out of the way and get on the ship and fly. We have our first caller. I believe this is Scott from Poughkeepsie. Scott, you are on the air on Cheater on the Rood. Hi, my name's Scott, and I was just wondering about Florida suppression of the votes, and if there's been any developments down there. It's a great question, Scott. There actually is today. A federal judge blocked one tiny prong of the Florida vote suppression, and that is their strict rules on voter registration against groups like the League of Women Voters and other groups. Yeah, I would include Acorn, but Acorn got attacked by the bullshit media. By the way, I have this visceral reaction against what I essentially would call paid activists, people like James O'Keefe, people like the protesters that interrupted Axelrod's event today, the folks that flooded down into Florida, speaking of Florida, after during the recount in 2000, what they call them, the Brooks Brothers Brigade, something like that. There's just something that frustrates me, because their interests... having been down to Occupy Wall Street and Occupy D.C. and Spokane and a lot of other places and been to other protests, people aren't out there because they're getting paid. People are out there because they believe in something. I'm painting with a broad brush here. Not everyone fits into that, but I feel like, broadly speaking, they're out there because they're actually upset and because their lives are in the balance. These other people, the sort of right-wing, quote-unquote, protesters, the Brooks Brothers Brigade, they're not, it's not the same. I mean, you look at them, and what are they risking? They took a long lunch, and they might get in trouble and have to work a little late at the law firm. Like, what's the risk? What are they out there really upset about, blowing their bubbles. I mean, it's almost like they are billionaires for Bush, which I think change into billionaires for welfare or wealth care. It's almost like they are a parody of themselves, and that's perhaps an intentional strategy. Perhaps there is so much bullshit and lies coming from the right that they figure we can't keep up with it all, that the left is just going to seem like a bunch of complainers, because if they do 1,000 things wrong, we have to complain about 1,000 things, whereas they can just point to us and make up 3 or 4, you know, Solyndra, and by the way, Mitt, let me ask you a question. If you are such a turnaround expert, instead of just having the photo op in front of Solyndra, why don't you buy the company and fix it? Why not? Because you are a private businessman. Because it is your job to maximize profits for your private business. And that's okay. That's your initiative. But it shows that there's a gap in the marketplace that must be filled by public investment. Public investment is necessary in order to make things work for the public good, in order to fill the gap where private industry will not jump in because there isn't enough profit. Public funds, public government must leap in order to support and promote development of ideas and industries and technologies that will benefit all of us. Think about what public funds have supported in the past. The internet? Yeah. I'm not saying Al Gore did it, but the government and military support developed the internet, changed the world. Not to mention public goods like, you know, roads and schools and bridges and tunnels, and the Jersey people that come in on those bridges and tunnels and get all tan and up in your face. It is their job. It is their duty, if you will, of government to step in where private industry won't. And I think that what gets lost sometimes in the argument.
Are you still, what are you going on about?
I was just going on about the Alec Baldwin. And I still hadn't finished my Alec Baldwin story from last week.
All right, continue your Alec Baldwin story.
I was done with Alec Baldwin. I already got that out of the way. We had like 3 or 4 callers.
No way, really?
No, but I did open it up to callers because we got that email that someone was like,
actually tell me anything. Hey, let me tell you about a bizarre little thing. So, this is all me just.
No, you don't get to ask me if I'm going to tell. Hold on, no, I'm talking. You don't get to say, "Are you going to tell me anything?" and then just start telling me something else. Just take it and run, and just tell me your other thing. Don't pretend.
Well,
you care.
I don't
want
to interrupt the flow.
No, I was going somewhere, but I'll get to it tomorrow. All right,
oh,
go ahead.
Well, what were you talking about?
Tell me your. No. You tell me your interesting thing, then
it's really funny. You want to get people calling in, have them complain about Ticketmaster. See if these bastards will complain about Ticketmaster. People call in, talk about Ticketmaster. Because right now I'm in line at this Radiohead concert trying to sell my tickets, but they have this paperless system where you have to swipe your card at the door. And that's how you get 2 little receipts that say something for your tickets. The problem is that it's fucking swiping technology. And so right now I'm on a quarter mile line.
In order to hand it out, do you have someone who wants to purchase your tickets but you have to go through the bullshit, or?
Yes, and although I have released them from their obligation should they wish to be released. So.
Yeah, well, luckily, eventually, everything will just be a chip that we get implanted when we're first born.
Progress.
What?
Yes. Anyway, so what were you talking about? Before I so rudely interrupted with my own Howard Stern-esque minor complaints.
That was hardly Howard Stern-esque, but it definitely was minor. I was just talking about public investment and how it's necessary, and I was going to get to how Mitt was hypocritical because he himself, as governor of Massachusetts, invested in clean energy companies, not all of which succeeded, but it was more just a general note. The private industry is good, but it doesn't do everything. And we need some public money to create public goods. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I mean, look, that got us the internet.
Okay.
So that's what I was going on about. And you are smelly. And you are a bad person. And what other insults can I give to Lee while he's not paying attention, everyone?
I'm totally paying attention. You just called me a bad person on the air. It's really, really distracting.
I was going to be specific about what type of bad person, but I decided that would be rude. You're rude. There, how's that?
There we go. Yes, you're right. Investment in public works is a general good. And why we don't do it, I don't know. I just wrote about that today, in fact, on my blog.
Oh, good. I just wrote about that today on my show, but it was... I'm not going to speak ill of anybody. But let's just say...
What did you write?
Words were changed.
So I just said, I was just talking about education and reformation of how we educate teachers, how we teach teachers and all that. And how perhaps we need to invest a shitload of money into educating teachers and paying them well, so that we can maybe get decent teachers, decent education, the whole deal. As somebody said today on some website or other, I wonder how many dollars a prison, a dollar of education saves.
Or how many dollars of the $2 billion that the Republicans are going to use in the campaign could be spent on education.
Yeah,
but that's not really a fair comparison.
Oh, $2 billion now they're up to? I thought it was just a billion.
Well, it's $1 billion from super PACs, outside super PACs, and then $800 million from Romney's campaign and the RNC and his officially related super PAC. So it's $1.8 billion. And it's going to be used to do stuff like pay for those fake protesters that were down in Massachusetts today. I don't know if you saw that or if you...
No, what did they do?
Axelrod was given some speech about...
Oh, that's right. Axelrod was heckled, or what did they say?
Yeah, they were heckled, and they panned to the people, and it was just like flashback to, I think, what was called the Brooks Brothers Brigade, remember, during 2000 election? And... then later on, at a Solyndra photo op, Romney admitted, he's like, "Yeah, we use that. If they're gonna, you know, do that to us with protesters, we'll do it to him." Which is bullshit, because no one, it's petty and it's imaginative.
People don't send protesters. Protesters
exactly.
Just show up because they hate Romney.
Right, and they're not even allowed anywhere near there because Romney is like a militant. So I was going to say something like apparatchik. I wanted some sort of Russian-sounding word. Because he doesn't let people near. Okay, good. That's actually what I was talking about a little bit when you were gone, about these, like, protests. It's like, in a broad brush, I feel like the people that are Occupy or the Wisconsin protests, like, they... have real risk that they're out there because their lives are on the line and they're really passionate and upset about this, whereas the sort of these paid right-wing protesters, what's exactly like those people yelling in the background right now, what are they?
They were just the Romney campaign to disrupt the phone call.
You know what? They got $1.8 billion. I wouldn't, you know, it might trickle down to anti-PRN programming. Don't put it past
that. That's it.
Anyway, that's what I was
I hadn't heard. I'd heard the $1 billion. I hadn't heard the additional $800 million.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's just the beginning.
80% of all the money donated to super PACs so far has been to Republican super PACs.
It's something stupid like that. And you know, the Koch brothers, who are an easy but fair target, are themselves contributing, I think it was $390 million, which is more than McCain spent on his entire campaign in 2000.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I don't know if we got to yesterday's rant. I think it got changed around us just a little. You know, like, I'm one of those idealists. Like, America's about, like, debating ideas. But, you know, now apparently it's not. It's about having money. I mean, you think about it, for many elections now, all the news coverage always starts with how much money you raised in the previous quarter or week or night. And that's all that seems to matter. It's not like, what are your competing ideas? I know plenty of progressives have said before us, but too much money in the system, man.
That's right. That's right. It's pretty ridiculous. You know, and what was it last year? Didn't Obama raise the most money ever, like 700-something million?
Yeah.
So he's going to have to raise at least a billion on his own because, you know, Obama money will be ass-wiping money to Karl Rove and the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
Who are in fact the worst bluegrass band ever.
Yes. But what I think sometimes gets overlooked is like, okay, the Koch brothers, for instance, we don't like them, but they've obviously amassed a fortune, and they haven't done that by making bad investments. So
$1 billion.
Right, $1 billion. Well, whoever's investing on
this huge chunk of money to Lincoln Center.
Right, they do that type of stuff, but at the same time, you know, they're not pouring in $400 million just to pour it down a drain. It's an investment. And can you imagine the return on their investment if they get their guy in office? I mean, you don't dump $400 million down a drain. You dump it somewhere because you expect to get that back tenfold.
True that.
So that was what I was saying, but I pretended I was a fake caller from Poughkeepsie. And I had a question about voter suppression.
Oh, you did?
We have had callers in the past, and we're going
to
do that again.
Yes, I saw our letter from somebody that really wants to call in and talk about democracy.
You know, our fans need to interact with us more. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on Twitter at Jeff Chrysler and at Rude Pundit. They can find us at the Radiohead concerts. I'm going to start buying tickets. Yeah.
Yes.
How long are you going to be there, Lee? How long are you going to be at the Radiohead concert?
How long do I think I'm going to be in this line? Trying to sell my tickets?
Why don't you just go to the show at this point?
At this point, I can't. You know what? If different circumstances were in effect, I could. But at this point, I can't.
I think that's a good wrap up of our political system and our lives. If circumstances were different, we could, but at this point, we can't. So why don't we kick in some of our goodbye music and end it on that?
All right, man. Hey, you know what? I'm going to try to be in tune next week. I've been sort of out of it, and you know what? I apologize sincerely to you and to our listener.
You don't need to apologize to him. He likes us no matter what. He's not that bright. This has been Cheater, and then he's actually a little under the weather. He got his face ripped off by a guy eating it. Boom! This is Cheater in the Rude.
You brought it all back full circle. All right.
That's what I do.
This is Cheater in the Rude. I'm Lee Papa.
I'm Jeff Chrysler. Say
and
something
I'm
profound.
Out.
Yeah, Lee is out, and so am I. You guys are awesome. Keep tuning in. We love you. Goodbye.